You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time right now for a trending report. Happy Friday the 13th. A couple of different surveys out on that. One shows that 80% of people just don't care that it's Friday the 13th. That's, I think,
pretty much. Yeah, I didn't even know until I saw this story this morning. I was like, oh, yeah, it is Friday the 13th.
Yeah, we don't really care. Eh. But then another story said that businesses do lose between $800 and $900 million a year.
Really?
Because of customers, potential customers, who won't leave their house. So businesses suffer. So that's almost $1 billion.
Isn't that ridiculous? Lost. You can still have bad luck at your house. A tree could fall through your roof.
Right.
And come on.
That's right, man.
Did you see one business that's not going to be losing money today is Krispy Kreme, because they're doing like some sort of offer where you get a dozen donuts for 13 cents or something. I skimmed the story. Do your own research on that. But
they like to take advantage of this.
There's your fat America for the day.
Hey, tomorrow it's the Rocky Mountain Showdown. CU and CSU are going to kick off their traditional rivalry game at 5:30 up in Fort Collins this time. Then the showdown is actually going to go on hold, and the teams won't play again for 5 years.
Oh.
That's too bad.
That's a long time.
Bad. Yeah. Then Sunday, Broncos hosting the Steelers, Sunday afternoon, Mile High Stadium.
Broncos, I will say, go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, Broncos are hoping to get on the winning track here if they can.
Yeah. Going back a step, I'm glad they're doing that CU-CSU game up in Fort Collins, because did you see the story this morning about the truck that ended up on Folsom Field?
Yes.
It's like a high-speed chase yesterday. He averted cops for, you know, multiple miles, multiple turns, and the truck ended up on the 40-yard line of Folsom Field somehow. And I couldn't tell what kind of truck it was. I was squinting. I was like, is that an F-150? Is that America's pickup?
His drive stalled at the 40-yard line. Had to punt.
He totally his way just, to jail. I was like, what the hell is going on in Boulder right now? How does that happen?
You know, we have become a gambling-obsessed nation, and now it might be the only way some people really enjoy the elections come November, because a federal judge in our nation's capital has ruled that a company can indeed take bets on which party wins control of Congress in this next election. Now, it's expected that the ruling is going to be appealed, but for now, it does not include the presidential election yet. This is just betting right now on whether Democrats or Republicans control Congress after the November elections.
We should be able to bet on politics.
You what now?
I want to be able to bet on politics.
Well, several U.S. states ban the practice of election gambling, but they say it's fairly common in Europe. And you know what? As prevalent as gambling has become, you know, the example, I was talking about this with my son. My son brought this up to me the other day. He's like, professional sports used to, like, really grimace at the whole idea of gambling, right? And, you know, athletes get banned from the Hall of Fame and they get suspended and stuff like that for gambling. And then what happens? The professional sports have all turned around and jumped into bed with these professional gambling organizations. So how much longer can we keep from gambling on elections? I don't think they're going to be able to stop the tidal wave, personally.
I think it's going to happen. I think it would be kind of fun. And, like, even, you know, expand it to the debates and stuff, because people were doing, like, debate bingo and everything. You know, like,
right.
How many times has Frankly said, you know, it put some bets on that.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Let's make some money.
See what happens. So let's talk about intimacy. If you want to compare yourself to other couples out there, how long does your average intimate experience last? A poll found that the average American who has what they call a good sex life believes the average should last for 35 minutes.
Oh, that's a nice romp.
That's 15 minutes of foreplay. 15 minutes of actually, and then 5 minutes of cuddling.
Oh.
What do you get? Add it all up. You get 35 minutes.
That's adorable.
So everyone who's listening right now can decide for themselves.
I'd add 5 more minutes.
Above or below average.
5 more minutes after the cuddling of crying.
Yeah, right.
How romantic.
What's the longest experience you've ever had?
It's like 2-3 days, honestly.
I should have known you wouldn't answer.
Nobody else was there. That was just me.
You just don't want to answer.
It's just me.
Tell me, how long?
All alone. Oh, God, I don't know. I've been with Knick Knack for 24 years now.
I'm not talking about last night. I mean the longest in your life.
of relations, like doing it well?
A one time.
The one time? I don't know.
The longest you've ever gone.
I don't know. I'm sure in the beginning of our relationship, it was a while.
I knew. I always love making
like any more. You got older kids now who are up all the time, and you know you get
so
it where
you're
not
up all the
you
time.
Can get it where you can. You know we're at that stage.
I'll spare you. I'll move on.
No
news for nerds on a Friday. Finally, we've got that all civilian spacewalk that took place 435 miles up above the Earth's surface. The tech billionaire, what's his name, Jared Isaacman. And the SpaceX engineer, Sarah Gillis, they tried out the spacesuits that Isaacman's company helped develop. They didn't go out very far. Did you watch the video of it?
Super he just cool stood thing. On the ledge and peeked over. It's like it's like being at the Grand Canyon.
But I do have to say, it is absolutely gorgeous. And it does, the way I look at it, is it really puts our silly little everyday lives into perspective. Speaking of space and stuff like that, did you see that those two astronauts who were stuck on the International Space Station could have come home on that damaged Boeing Starliner after all because the capsule did have a successful landing in New Mexico. So they were watching that and they're like, oh,
son of a.
But you know, how could anyone know? It's just not worth the risk.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I've got for you in News for Nerds, it's a story about how one bag of Cheetos threatened to completely transform the ecosystem of a cave. It was down at Carlsbad Caverns. You and your family ever go down there?
I have been there, yeah.
In New Mexico?
Yeah.
Super cool, isn't it? A tourist apparently dropped a bag of Cheetos and didn't tell anyone. A park official says that it set off what they call the perfect environment for microbial life and fungi, which then attracted crickets and mites and spiders, and those critters spread more of the Cheeto dust throughout the cave, causing mold to grow. One bag of Cheetos.
No!
The Rangers say thankfully they got it cleaned up before things got completely out of control, but they stress that one careless act can be, quote, world-changing, end quote, to the life of a cave.
I love this story so much this morning. I actually posted it on my personal Facebook, and I also put a little note on there that said, oh, great. Now the stalactites are smoking the pot weed and playing Call of Duty all day.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Cheetos.
Cheeto jokes. What else is trending?
Dom, just a reminder that one lucky person has 6 days left. 6 days left to collect the $500,000 from their winning Powerball ticket that was purchased in Arvada back in March. 6 days left.
T-minus.
You know that summer is officially over when you start getting the messages and the news stories about daylight saving time is coming to an end on November 3rd. So just a heads up, guys, we got a little bit more time.
Ways away.
It is. I know, but it's like the number one story on the 9 News Twitter or whatever. It's like, daylight saving time is coming to an end.
Gentlemen, you better be prepared. Valentine's Day is only 5 to 6 months away.
Honestly, I think we're going to put the Christmas tree up this weekend. You know, I think it's probably time. Today is also Hug Your Boss Day. So if you are in that kind of relationship with your boss, feel free to go up and
got a
give
couple
them
of bosses. A squeeze. Which one do you think is the most huggable?
Oh, I've hugged Dave Fleck, our big boss. We have hugged a couple times. He's a good hugger. He lingers, though. He's a linger.
Yeah, he doesn't let go
fast. Speaking of naughty time, NFL legend Shannon Sharp has accidentally posted a live video of himself being intimate with a woman on Instagrams. He initially claimed that he was hacked a couple days ago when this story came to light. Well, now he has now admitted that it was accidental, not a hack. He apologized on his podcast. He talked about how embarrassed he is. This was an extremely private moment, and I spilled out some intimate details. There was some audio. The entire world has heard it. I clicked the link today. You don't really see anything, but you hear what's going on. I feel like they probably went 35 minutes.
It's Shannon Sharp.
It's Shannon Sharp. He's a legend. Anyway, there's a lot of jokes and stuff going around this morning, but he did say that he is disappointed in himself and he let a lot of people down. It didn't sound like he let her down. I will just say that right now.
Come on, Shannon.
Good for him. Here's another dude with some bad behavior. The Rock says he's got a party trick And it's funny, I was looking at this interview, and I think he was going around talking about Moana too, but somehow this came up. He says, if he drinks too much tequila and he's at an adult party with just adults, he says he can pick up a grape, Dom. And he doesn't use his feet or his hands or his mouth. How do you think The Rock is picking up that grape?
Must be squatting.
He's got some
on it, huh?
Strong butt cheeks at Mr. Rock.
Man.
A grape. I mean, that's intricate. That's delicate. This is crappy news. I'm like super irritated that I have to report on Dolly Parton yet again. The oversaturation of Dolly Parton, because she has launched her new wine brand now. It's her wine collection called Dolly Wines. They're available for purchase in major U.S. retailers across the country. Three different kinds. They're about $15 a bottle.
Listen, I know you're burned out on Dolly Parton. Why don't you keep an open mind and maybe it will surpass your Snoop Dogg wine.
The Chardonnay description is, it has a perfectly balanced sweetness, much like myself, and it captures the joy and warmth that Dolly herself embodies. I ain't drinking that. I'm not putting that in my mouth. No, thank you. Hey, new emojis are coming. 8 new emojis are coming to your phones in 2025. You're going to get a face with bags under the eyes, which is one that everybody's going to probably use because we're all tired. Human fingerprint, a paint splatter, a root vegetable. It looked like a beet. A leafless tree, a harp, a shovel, and some flag. So, you excited?
All right. The bags under the eyes, I'm just wondering, because emojis are so small, how are you even really going to see that? Are they going to exaggerate the bags?
I would think so.
Put some, you know, Samsonite under there or something?
Something, man. Hey, postal workers are super happy right now. Mr. McFeely is super, super happy. They're getting new postal vans, new vehicles, although they're really ugly. They say they haven't had a major upgrade in the postal trucks since 1987. If you look at the new ones, they look like ducks. They've got a really slim, long front end and a giant windshield. They're taller. They look like a duck's face from the side, like it's got a big bill sticking out of it. Anyway, they're more energy efficient, they're safer, and the biggie, they have air conditioning, and all the postal workers are like, hallelujah, thank you, baby Jesus. Because, I mean, you see them rolling around. They got that little janky fan up in the corner. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's not cooling anybody down on hot days. So high five, postal workers.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video from a family in Illinois where they put 80 candles on a cake for grandma's birthday. And you should see the inferno. And they couldn't put it out. That's a lot of candles. So check out the video on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Grandma, no.